Pacem in Terris, meaning peace on earth, was a papal encyclical of Pope John XXIII, issued in April of 1963. It centered on the question of peace, the rights and obligations of individuals and of the state, as well as the proper relations between states. It was the first encyclical addressed to all Christians instead of only Catholics, and it described the conditions for world peace in human terms. It emphasized human dignity and equality among peoples, and made mention of such issues as the rights of women, nuclear non-proliferation, the United Nations, etc. It was Pope John XXIII's last encyclical. He had been diagnosed with cancer in September of the previous year and died 2 months after the encyclical's publication. On this Divine Mercy Sunday, it is good for us to dwell on the question of peace. The following abridged meditation is by Blessed Michael Sopochko, who was the spiritual director of Saint Faustina. He speaks about the issue of peace. I quote, "As a house on a foundation, so our faith is based on the truth of the resurrection, after which Jesus says to his disciples, 'Peace be with you.' Why did he not speak to them before his passion about peace? Because then the work of the redemption was not completed. However, after the eternal enemy of mankind was crushed, original sin removed, reconciliation completed between God and man, whom he adopted as his children, he permitted himself to be called Father, and peace therefore returned to the earth." What is peace? Blessed Sopochko asks. Peace is tranquility of order, which, according to St. Augustine, depends on the order within oneself, with our neighbor and with God. Order with our neighbor is based on our loving them as ourselves and rendering to each his or her due. Finally, order with God amounts to our knowing, praising, and loving him, as well as fulfilling his will. Sin upset that order. It destroyed internal harmony. Sin destroyed order with God because sin is a revolt against his will. It destroyed also the order with our neighbor. If we refuse to acknowledge God as Father, consequently we cannot see ourselves as brothers and sisters. We seek peace and happiness without being able to find them, because man exists for these. The peace of the world is external. The peace of Christ is internal. The former ends in confusion and collapse. The latter terminates in victory. Christ brings wonderful peace, true peace, such as the world cannot give. His peace does not consist in external concord with others, but above all in concord with God, that produces concord within oneself, a peace of conscience. A new commandment I give to you, that you love each other. This is a necessary condition of peace with our neighbor. But I say to you, Jesus says, love your enemies. True peace then is given by him alone, who removes the cause of unrest, which is sin. After his resurrection, he set up the sacraments through which the church applies those merits to individual souls, the sacrament of baptism, the sacrament of penance. Through these sacraments, the divine mercy pours down true peace unceasingly on those who receive them worthily. True peace, therefore, flows only from God's mercy in the sacraments of baptism and penance. This is the reason why Christ, after his resurrection, greeted the apostles with the words, "Peace be to you." And he repeated his greeting twice while instituting the sacrament of penance. This is also the reason why the Church, in the Mass of Low Sunday, now Divine Mercy Sunday, reminds us of God's mercy in those sacraments and encourages us to praise his mercy. "Praise ye the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Pope John XXIII issued Pacem in Terris, peace on earth, in 1963, 58 years ago on this day.